From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. From Montgomery Crime Mapping, yesterday a robbery of the 200 block of Ann Street. We know a gun was used. No further info from MPD. Two vehicle thefts yesterday, 5100 block of Sugar Pine Drive off Troy Highway and the 4300 block of Narrow Lane Road. An assault in the 3800 block of Liberty Square Drive. A gun was discharged into a vehicle or building, but no further word on what exactly happened from the MPD. Deedsville woman is facing multiple charges, including rape. She's admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with three counts of rape, two counts of sodomy second, and one count of giving a controlled substance to a minor. And a brawl at Lee High School yesterday. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. Nine students arrested, as well as two parents. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A federal judge has blocked President Trump's order to end DACA.
Immigration raids at 7-Eleven stores nationwide.
The president talked to the leader of South Korea.
President Moon Jae-in said, "I extend my gratitude." The ultimate goal, he added, finding a diplomatic solution with Pyongyang.
Angry parents turned out for a school board meeting in Baltimore after teachers posted photos of students bundled up in freezing classrooms.
All of these issues have been present for years.
More searching in Southern California after the flash flooding.
Coca-Cola says it's adding a slimmer 12-ounce Diet Coke can, refreshing the logo and offering four new flavors.
The Kenosha, Wisconsin School Board is making a transgender high school student who graduated last year $800,000 richer, settling Ash Whitaker's discrimination suit.
Stamford, Connecticut's removing gender pronouns from its written rules.
Indiana officials on the scene of a crash involving multiple tractor trailers.
Daryl Issa, who once chaired the House Oversight Panel and led its investigation of the Benghazi attack, joins 30 other House Republicans who've said this term will be their last.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
You just heard the 35 Republicans say this will be our, this term will be our last. A whole bunch of those are running for higher office, so just remember that. News on 93.1, SR, hang on for me. A couple of things here. Don't forget about Brubaker Motors and the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. We got so involved in the conversation that I forgot to mention. You still need to go by 2017. Dick Brubaker's going to be in the studio tomorrow with Paul Beckman for our legislature roundtable. So I hope you'll listen in. But the main thing is I hope you'll do is check out the 2017s at Brubaker Motors, Prattville, and Eastern Bypass location and pick up a really, really good deal. Reminder, first-time callers, Fresh Market gift card, just let Joey know. $50 gift card. We'll do that drawing next Wednesday. We'll do the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing tomorrow. And, man, everybody's got one of those baskets. Love it. Let's go to SR. SR, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Thank you. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Wanted to just let Joey know. You had said something that last bit about, you know, how to learn stocks and things like that. Yeah. Investor's Business Daily website has a little thing you can go on there.
Yeah, that's very good. And I've found a website called Investopedia, which is very good.
Investopedia is good. Yeah, you can get a lot of information off it.
Yeah, IBD has a great 7-part course, if I remember right, that O'Neill does, that I took 20 years ago, more than that.
And more than that, huh? Yeah. But yeah, it's very good. I just want to throw that at you.
Okay.
Yeah, can I get on the sweet creek?
You certainly may. Sorry, since you're an IBD reader, you got to be on there. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/19.
6/19. Yeah, don't you love Investor's Business Daily?
Oh, yes. That's the best website on there. They have good news, and plus, I mean, stuff you don't hear on regular media.
Well, their polling was the absolute most accurate of anybody. Yep. That was a public poll,
other than
Opinion Dynamic Research. And their articles are outstanding, and their viewpoint to the market and their buy-sell indicators and the psychological indicators, I love that stuff.
That and Zero Hedge is also good.
Yeah, particularly the psychological indicators where you look at the bulls and bears, and that's the number of people like me, financial advisors, who are bullish or bearish on the market. Once it gets to the certain point, you can't. It's like impossible to go any higher. Now, I'm shocked at how high it is right now, but and it's mandated because you can see the underlying value in it, but I would always look at that, and boy, you get up into that spread of 45 points or 50 points, I go, ooh, we're about to have a correction. There are no more buyers.
That's right. It's good stuff, though. I enjoy that website.
Thanks, SR. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Fellow IBD reader there. Guys, if you want a good investment thing to read, that is a good one. It's not cheap. I think it's $29 a month if you're doing it monthly, but it is a great publication. I have literally been my first IBD I bought, I think, in 1979 or 1980. And I was on the road and read it and fell in love. I had stacks of those things at my house. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
It is really good.
Good. I've always had a theory, and I want you to tell me where I'm wrong on it. If I'm happy with my rate of return and I planned on holding the bond to maturity, what do I care what it does?
You don't.
Okay.
Yeah, and it depends on whether you're doing what's called clipping coupons or you're doing a zero base bond. And if you're, people think of savings bonds, and what you do is you're buying something at $50, $50 bond, it's going to give you $50 after the term, and then underneath it, you're paying, say, $25 for it. So they'll hand you a $50 bill at the end of the term of that bond, and let's say it's 10, and they'll add to it, if I remember right, to another 10 years, but after that, they don't pay you anything else.
Okay. I mean, this is, you know, kind of how the way I think about Southern Company, too. Just, you know, if you're happy with the 4.8%, just buy it and hang on to it because it's going to go back up.
Well, so long they always pay the 4.8%, then you're fine. That was the problem with Regions Bank during the bank debacle. I had someone who came in and had a ton of Regions Bank stock, a ton of it. And I took all their other stuff. I said, look, you need to diversify. You've got too much in one area. Regions Bank will never go down. They'll always pay the dividend. At that time, it was like 6%. And, well, it did go down. It went down to $8 a share, and they cut their dividend down to 2% based on their original value they was dealing with. So he took it on the chin pretty badly.
Yeah, a lot of people did with that. And the same thing just happened with General Electric.
Mm-hmm.
Their big cut, you know, and I can see that. I feel a little bit better than with Southern Company.
Yeah, Southern Company is certainly more stable than banks and corporate, the actual corporate world. And, you know, you can go buy a corporate preferred bond that has an underlying stock price to it also, and that can be an interesting feature to look at.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Cooper, thank you, as always.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And he's absolutely right. Just hang it to maturity, and you can buy it, you know, you can go buy a bond that used to be a 30-year bond that only has 8 years left on it, and then that's like you buying an 8-year bond. So it's kind of fun. Bonds, and I watch guys go in and get their brokerage license, and mm-hmm. they would get into the bond and municipal bond world, and they would just fail the heck out of that. It just wasn't in their, they couldn't get the math in their head type thing versus.
It is a little counterintuitive.
You have to think, and a lot of people that are in the brokerage business are thinking transaction versus investment and what is it going to do for you type thing. But Yeah, I mean, I could go all day laddering and all sorts of stuff. And laddering's a really cool thing. I'll bore you guys with this. And that what people do is they'll go in and they'll go, I'm going to go get a two-year bond, but it barely pays anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll say, well, go get a two-year bond, but take part of your money and go get another two-year bond every 90 days, or go get a three-year bond or a five-year every 90 days. So then you've got a bond a quarter of your money coming due every 90 days. So instead of putting it, parking it in a money market account or in a short-term bond that pays nothing, that's called laddering.
Hmm.
And it's kind of fun to do. But you have to keep up with it. That's the only problem. Let's see where we are. Do we have legislators' response to this, or did we already play that? We did play that. Louisiana superintendent. We didn't even get to this story yesterday.
Right.
Let me kind of set it up for you, though. This teacher, who was a former Teacher of the Year, goes to a school board meeting, and they're about to give the superintendent of the system a $38,000+ raise. And the school board person questions it. She gets up to speak one time, and she questions it. And then she gets up to speak another time, and they basically tell her she's out of order. Then a marshal, marshal comes over, a city kind of marshal. Marshal comes over, Louisiana has those, by the way. Marshal comes over and says, you better leave. She walks out of the room, and the next thing we see is she's being arrested and thrown on the floor and handcuffed with her hands behind her back. This is a two-part story because this guy all of a sudden kind of regrets what happened here.
Dacia Hargrave was taken into custody Monday after questioning the superintendent's pay raise at a board meeting. The former Teacher of the Year was booked but will not be prosecuted. David Begno is in Abbeville, Louisiana, where he spoke to the superintendent.
Here in Magdalen Square later today, there's supposed to be a rally in support of the teacher. Let me tell you, what happened here has angered some folks and embarrassed other people. You know, yesterday we went looking to talk to the superintendent of schools, and you know what we found? A man in tears.
I hated what happened.
Superintendent Jerome Pio says he and his staff are receiving threats ever since the arrest of middle school teacher Dacia Hargrave.
28 years of my life is dedicated to the students of this community. It's so hard to see this negative. It is. It's tough.
The turmoil began at a school board meeting Monday night when Hargrave questioned why the superintendent was slated to get a roughly $30,000 raise.
At the top, that's not where kids learn. It's in the classroom.
You know, I think that this guy was kind of the crocodile tears.
Yeah, that's how it sounded to me.
Because he screwed up. And if we went back to the piece from yesterday, which we may have to play anyhow, he was kind of like, look, this is just the way it is. This is what you do. I deserve the money. So this is kind of crocodile tears in a small Louisiana town where people have opinions about things, if you kind of catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to the second part of this.
The board president ruled Hargrave out of order as she tried to speak for a second time. A deputy city marshal told her to leave. She complied. Then this happened. She was forcibly arrested outside in the hall.
I'm appalled at this, and you should be too.
Hargrave released a video yesterday saying she hopes people aren't afraid to speak out after seeing what happened to her.
I was always taught that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and when you see something, you should say it's wrong.
P.O.'s new contract bumps his yearly salary from $110,000 to roughly $140,000. That is still less than the average for superintendents in Louisiana. Teachers in the district also make less than the state average, and they haven't had a raise in a decade.
Is anything going to happen going forward?
Yes. Within the next few months, we're going to be bringing to the board a plan where we can bring a raise.
While emotional over the backlash, Pio says he doesn't blame that deputy marshal who arrested Hargrave.
I'm the superintendent. I'm to blame.
What did you do wrong?
I should have stood up, okay? That's what you want to hear, and it's the truth. I should have stood up.
And done what?
Let her speak.
We tried to talk to the deputy marshal who made the arrest. He did not want to talk. The superintendent says, look, he's a beloved guy, works at the local school there. And the superintendent says, I'm not going to fire the guy. You know, Gail, here's what's interesting. The board president who was at the meeting and ruled the teacher out of order, listen to what he said. Quote, everyone wants to side with the poor little woman because she was thrown out. Well, she could have made a choice. She could have walked out and nothing would have happened. But, Gail, I can't find one person who can tell me what the teacher did wrong.
It sounds like she did walk out.
Well, she did walk out, but she did try to get up there the second time. They called her out of order, and she did walk out with the guy, but when she cleared the door, we don't know what, we don't see anything after the door. Mm-hmm. We just see, hear her yelling, and somebody goes out with the camera and sees her on the ground, and they're cuffing her. I mean, this is not, this is just a little teacher. This isn't like Bruiser or anything.
Was she threatening anybody?
No, she talked out of order. That's the only thing I can figure out.
You broke decorum. Like, what?
Well, see, this is what I hate about this government concept we have. So you're saying something that's questioning, and I'm going to get you to shut up because I'm going to get somebody to escort you out, throw you on the ground, and cuff you? Now, I don't think that the person who said escort them out intended that to happen, but this marshal particularly said that he works at school and highly beloved. Please do not take your law enforcement authority to an extent like this that you're going to try to represent the man because the man didn't like what you were saying to him. And it's kind of harsh when you're getting, you know, teachers are making not much money and they're watching somebody get a $30,000 raise, $38,000 raise. This, and again, you get into these small school systems, and it becomes really, I mean, you couldn't find this place on a map. I couldn't find this place on a map. It's, you get into these little small systems, you have them all in these different little parishes, and man, they're clandestine. You got, you know, Joey's brother working with Joey's cousin with,
and I've never seen,
with the name Pio, you know, you got to be good.
And I've never seen anything this extreme in Montgomery. Let me start with that. But my limited experience going to a few school board meetings, working on a campaign, I was amazed, and it sort of solidified in my mind.
You would go to some of the school board meetings.
Yeah, and I was amazed, and it solidified in my mind how much any sort of power can corrupt somebody. Like, y'all are fighting tooth and nail over this? Acting like adults.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that happened to my mother when she was on the board is that there was a group that was really getting hostile, and we talked about it before it happened, but I said, look, do not get somebody to escort the person out of the room.
No.
What you do is you just say, we're going to take a temporary adjournment and everybody retire from the meeting and go to a back room. Just make sure there's a back room to go to. And that's exactly what happened. And then once they had exited, then they said, you know, you're going to need to leave the facility because you're disrupting here. And the person kind of, you know, I'm not leaving. They just waited them out. Finally, they left. But I just don't like it where somebody is enforcing something on somebody just because they're this elected official and they're supposed to have this decorum. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, the most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity. So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value-price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, Senator Rand Paul threatening a filibuster to prevent renewal of the surveillance program.
Good.
Let's have a discussion about this, boys and girls. Adam Schiff, who a Democrat from California, is probably going to be running for a higher office here. The one I always say looks like a turtle that stun grenade just went up on him.
He does look like a turtle.
He does. This guy's amazing. He's on the Intel committee. Another kind of issue that's happening here is the Senate was saying that they thought they had come to an agreement on DACA and immigration. And then that kind of seemed to have fallen apart a little bit. I will be very, very, very impressed if they come up with a DACA wall bill before the 19th. I'd be very impressed if that happens. Okay, let's get back into all our fun, good stuff here. Which way do we... Speaking of DACA, this is I thought this was the way they played this, man. DACA medical students at Loyola, they're going to feature these folks. Let's listen in.
Nearly 700,000 immigrants are protected by DACA, and many of them are training for high-level professional careers. Adriana Diaz is at Loyola University's Stritch School of Medicine in Maywood, Illinois, outside Chicago, where a group of future doctors is watching the DACA debate very nervously.
This medical school was the first to officially accept undocumented students back in 2014. There are currently 32 being trained here. Now, because of DACA, they can study and work here, but they don't get citizenship. We sat down with three students who told us what it's like to be at the top of their academic game with no clear future in sight.
Every time I hear footsteps outside my door, like there's a part of me that for a second thinks, you know, should I open the door?
After almost 20 years living in the United States, Cesar Montelongo still worries immigration agents could detain him at any moment. Born in Mexico, but raised in New Mexico, the 28-year-old is the first undocumented immigrant to pursue his PhD and MD at Loyola University's medical school. But the soon-to-be doctor may never be able to practice legally.
My biggest fear is that maybe DACA will remain, but there will be no way to go beyond DACA. Like, there will be no pathway to citizenship.
Okay, so he's sitting outside. He hears footsteps outside his door. And he's worried that somebody's going to carry him away.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he was worried when he was living in his house of footsteps outside his door of carrying his parents away. I wonder if he worries about footsteps outside his parents' house of carrying them away when he's in the university. Because that would be a pretty hard night's sleep to have to do that.
I mean, it has to be a worry. I mean, though, the way the United States has enforced immigration laws and still continues to enforce them under Trump, though it's been bolstered a little bit, as long as you're not really involved in crime, you probably aren't going to be swept up. Now, there are exceptions, and people do get picked up.
But yeah, they hit 100 7-Elevens. Did you see that?
I did. It was bold.
That was bold.
And you know how I feel whenever I see those sort of
yeah,
things.
Yeah. It's
it makes me uncomfortable.
But what the media doesn't talk about, there's a little bit of a ring kind of involved in this. Okay. There were some other things that were going on.
Right. The emphasis is still on those involved in crime.
Right. That's what it should be.
Yes.
Okay, so that was DACA student number one, and he's worried about the footsteps outside the door.
27-year-old Alejandra Duran Areola studied chemistry in college in Savannah before becoming one of the dreamers enrolled here.
The news reminds you, Twitter reminds you that at some level, you are not welcomed here.
I see the U.S. as my home, my community, my people, my peers.
Belcy Garcia Manrique's mother brought her to the U.S. illegally from Guatemala when she was 7, traveling for 2 weeks by foot and car.
I feel like I haven't done anything wrong. I've gone to school, I've gotten good grades, I do community service, and yet that gives me no right, in a sense.
We have always drawn strength from being a nation of immigrants.
President Obama enacted DACA as an executive order in 2012 to protect undocumented immigrants who came here as children. Critics call it an unlawful program that lacked congressional approval, promotes illegal immigration, and takes away jobs.
What do you say to folks who say this is a country that has to have its borders, it has to have its laws, and people have to follow those laws?
And if you had someone that, yes, they enter the country illegally, but it was 20 or 30 years ago, and they're a productive member of their community, they're paying taxes. You know, what is the logic behind deporting them outside of just following an arbitrary rule?
An arbitrary rule. Well, and if you come up with a standard for these folks and say, okay, first of all, what has prevented them from applying for citizenship? That'd be number one. But number two, this didn't prevent them from working because they get a student visa just like they get a green card visa to work. The question is, will there be a limit? They implying this thing, well, we're not going to be able to work as doctors. And that's not the case. You have plenty of foreign nationals that are doctors, and you have a bunch here in Montgomery. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Now, does it displace other people coming out of medical school? That's another story that we can talk about. But this is kind of that false narrative to me, is that this is not a hard thing to fix. You can do DACA. You can do the wall. All you need to do is have some kind of governor zone here that you are laying out. This is what you do to stay here. This is what you do to become a U.S. citizen. But we're going to have a time complete. You've been here for 20 years already. We're going to give you another 10 years, and you either have to decide, I'm going to be a U.S. citizen or I'm not. Yes.
Big picture question with the politics here. Trump said in that open meeting yesterday or 2 days ago that and if we get this first part done, phase one done with DACA and the wall, then we can go into phase two and we can get comprehensive immigration reform and do it for country, not party. And I'm happy to take the heat. I'm happy to take the heat. So imagine all that does get done and comprehensive immigration reform looks like what we talked about yesterday, where you have the 5-year tranches. You 5 years, you have a green card, you can renew it another 5, then you have to start the naturalization process.
We all have 5 years to complete the naturalization process.
All that gets done in terms of Congress, the president.
As long as amnesty's not in there, I'm good with it.
Does Donald Trump, the key is what people call amnesty. Do you think it actually causes heat for Donald Trump if he gets those sort of things done? If he sort of.
Right. I think he's good with all that.
I agree.
I think if he does amnesty, that's the deal. This is Dan talking. Yeah. One thing I want in here is that if you voted in any election, you have lost your path to citizenship, period. And that will stop everything in the future of somebody going in and saying, well, why don't you just go vote? Well, then I will lose my right to become a U.S. citizen. That would be powerful. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
News Radio. I'm Rich Dennison. The House today renewing a foreign intelligence collection program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
The yeas are 256, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure allows the government to collect information from foreigners without a warrant. It now heads to the Senate. The Trump administration with a major policy change to Medicaid. Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
States will be allowed to require able-bodied adults to work in order to receive Medicaid health benefits. The administrator of the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says working can have a positive impact on health.
Democrats say the change will have a negative impact on the nation's most vulnerable. 48 people remain missing following this week's mudslides in the Southern California city of Montecito. Officials in Santa Barbara County say 17 people have died. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's a great movie, by the way. I'm glad you put me on that.
Sing Street.
Yes, great, great film. Especially this scene right here where he's dreaming about the girl coming in and we're just all going to be like, really good movie.
Not to give too much away to the audience, but when he walks away from first meeting the girl, goes to his little redheaded friend, okay, we're starting a band.
Yeah, would you like to be in a video? A music video? Yeah. Okay, goes back and goes, we're starting a band.
What young men will do for women.
Really, really, really. So let's continue on with this DACA medical students back and forth there, back and forth.
The president has said that he wants to find a solution for DACA. Do you believe him?
There's been a lot of back and forth, you know, this is going to happen, then it doesn't happen, then something else happens.
Although the prospect of deportation is real, Alejandra says she's not going back to Mexico.
If I had to go, I wouldn't go to Mexico. I will go to Europe or to Canada or any other country that wants doctors. It's actually funny how we want to stay here. It's because our families are here, our communities are here. But at the end of the day, we're American-trained almost physicians. Any other country would jump up to take any of us.
If lawmakers find no solution for DACA, there's no clear path for these students to complete their training, repay their loans, or practice medicine.
Why would they not be able to practice medicine? That's what I don't understand.
Maybe you can't get the licensing if you don't have the work visa.
You can be licensed as long as you pass your boards.
Hmm.
Now, but you do have a work visa.
Right. Then, well, if DACA goes away.
I don't see DACA going away. I see DACA changing with border security. And the other thing is this notion that everybody's in DACA are paying taxes and are good citizens is just wrong. About 13% of them end up with some kind of problem that's there.
And the last time I looked into that issue of undocumented or illegal immigrants who are paying taxes, there are, number one, there are folks who falsify Social Security numbers. And what happens is the Social Security Administration goes, oh, look, that we know that's a fake number, but we're not going to send
the money. Yeah, because we want the money.
Yeah, we're going to keep the money. They'll notify the employer this is not a correct number, but we're keeping the money. And then,
you know, US of A.
And then, yeah, no. And then there's another program that was set up in the early 2000s where an undocumented illegal immigrant can voluntarily go put money in. Like you can get a tax number and you can send money in, I believe, for things like FICA tax. So it's there's a lot of money sitting there, not assigned to anybody's, you know, particular Social Security account.
Right. But they give it and they take it away, because then on the other side, they're handing in on, say, a $20,000 a year job, say $30,000 a year job. They're paying $2,100 in FICA. But if they have three kids, you have $24,000 worth of education benefits that they're receiving. It's not, there's no parity here. Don't let anybody try to tell you that, even if you're a doctor, by the way. Let's kind of move down to Sarah Carter and this dossier being used by FISA. She was on last night. It's kind of a montage of some of the things she said.
I have spoken to a number of sources, one senior law enforcement official and another in the DOJ, and the dossier was absolutely used as part of the FBI's ability to gain a warrant to basically spy on members of the Trump campaign. We know, coming from the mouths of members, senior members of the FBI who testified, both Comey and McCabe, that the only part of the dossier that they were able to confirm that was actually factual was that Carter Page had actually traveled to Moscow. Everything else in the dossier, apparently they did not talk about that. They did not confirm. There are a number of sources that are alarmed about this, particularly people within law enforcement who are concerned that they were using this dossier to find a way to look into the Trump campaign.
Now, Sarah Carter is now a Fox News contributor. She's somebody that kind of came on the scene a year ago that we picked up. And she's been very good. I apologize for the poor quality of that, but it's all I had to work with. I did not send you that last clip I redid. I might have to try to do it during this one-minute break. But she's basically having sources within DOJ, FBI, saying that the dossier was used for the FISA warrant and that it was being used falsely for the FISA warrant, and they knew it was false.
And also, the last time I read up on the FISA warrant, it can be so broad sweeping. I mean, like anybody, you know, they say this is for foreign targets, for spying on foreign agents, and Americans who have contact with foreign agents are also swept up in this program. Furthermore, I don't think we're being told the complete capabilities of the NSA.
Really?
But
so therefore, if you had caviar yesterday, you've been associated with some Soviet.
Well, and also, I'm wondering, what about spam? What about bots? What about these folks who ping people that are from all over the globe whenever you're on the internet? That sort of stuff happens. I mean, and also, is it a few hops removed from the person actually in contact with a foreign agent, an associate of the person, the American, in contact with a foreigner? I mean, and you can say, I want a FISA warrant for anybody talking to Russians in this time frame. And you sweep up millions of people when you do that. And then they can go through a backdoor search and find what you said or find out information about you, including Americans. It's scary.
And in the wrong hands, which I believe it was in the wrong hands, this can be a very, very dangerous thing.
Yes.
And that's where I am really, really concerned about this and how it just is scary. Because I think that's what it was being used for.
Well, and let's not fall for the trick of, well,
security.
It's for national security and terrorism. Yeah, there's real terrorism and there are real national security concerns. But it's very easy for somebody to say, this is for national security. And they might get a slap on the wrist later if it found out not to be true. But come on.
I agree. Very, very frightening. I was getting a text. I hope this DACA thing does get resolved beforehand. It would be a major accomplishment for Trump if he gets it done before the 19th. Everybody, including Morning Joe, again, was ridiculing him today. Yet again, I cannot stand to watch that show. I can take about 35, 40 minutes of it, and then I'm done. I am completely done. Okay, so Margaret Brennan is going to be talking on investigation and on North Korea. But let's talk Trump and investigation first.
President Trump says he does not see why special counsel Robert Mueller would need to interview him for the Russia investigation. He said this in a news conference after previously saying he would talk with Mueller's team if asked. At one point yesterday, the president said 8 times in 90 seconds there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians. Margaret Brennan is at the White House.
Shortly before Christmas, the special counsel approached the president's lawyers about conducting an interview with him. The president's legal team then began discussing the how and the when. But according to President Trump, the answer may be never.
It seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
President Trump refused to directly answer a question about whether he'd participate in an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller, despite having said in June that he was 100% willing to give a statement. He again insisted there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian operatives.
There is no collusion. There has been absolutely no collusion.
There is absolutely no collusion.
Mr. Trump did point to a precedent for a potential interview, comparing his situation to the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
Hillary Clinton had an interview where she wasn't sworn in. She wasn't given the oath. They didn't take notes. They didn't record.
Everybody goes how dumb Donald Trump is. I think when he says these things, they're very precise, and I think he's spot on with it. And I'm sorry?
Well, yes, and Trump errs on the side of where am I going to hit people in the heart? How am I going to really get people to react? And sometimes that means he's shooting from the hip and it's not the technically exact correct answer. Yeah, he's a little hyperbolic at times, but it's, I think, very effective.
Very. I mean, he was right. She wasn't under oath. She, she got away with murder. She got away with a lot of stuff out here. I'm sending you an add-on here. Let's do this. Let's get to a break.
Okay.
So I can come back and reset this add-on and get to the second part from Margaret Brennan. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Accidents come in all sizes. From the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Thursday.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet.
Can we go back to the second cut of what we were listening to? It's Margaret Brennan's, again, investigation, but she can throw in a little North Korea.
That's only partially true. FBI investigators did take notes during their 3.5-hour interview with then-candidate Clinton in July 2016.
For 11 months, they've had this phony cloud over this administration, over our government.
The Mueller probe is now looking at possible obstruction of justice charges related to Mr. Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey, as well as money laundering by Trump campaign aides. Mueller's team recently added veteran cyber crimes expert Ryan Dickey, suggesting the probe is expanding. The president was also asked about recent talks between North and South Korea.
We have certainly problems with North Korea, but a lot of good talks are going on right now.
After Wednesday call with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, Mr. Trump appeared hopeful for a diplomatic breakthrough.
His representatives had a great, great meeting, and I had some very good feedback from that.
The president did say that he'd be willing to hold talks with North Korea if the conditions are right. Now, today he's going to meet with his national security team to talk about the threat posed by Iran. He's facing a deadline and has to decide whether to renew sanctions, a decision that could imperil that deal to freeze its nuclear program.
I cut that spot right there because Trump said there was no recording, there was no... Nobody was under oath and no one took notes. And what she made a point of, yes, they did take notes, but there was not, it was note taker, a struck, and another agent that were taking notes that were there. These are not elaborate notes. They can stand as evidence, but we don't know what those notes said. But I noticed they had to go out of the way to do that, just totally out of the way. By the way, the president of South Korea thanked Donald Trump and gave him credit, gave Donald Trump credit for the North Korea meeting with South Korea. I tried to find the cut of that. I couldn't find a standalone one that I could copy off of, but I saw that, and again, where is that going to be on ABC, NBC, or CBS tonight? I'll hopefully have it for you for tomorrow. It'll get back into the pipeline and play for you. But will they play that? No, they won't. And why? Because they're not going to give Donald Trump credit. Now, this is Catherine Harris from Fox News, and she's going to be talking about some new developments here.
Fox News has learned that congressional investigators are probing the relationship between the FBI and the co-founder of Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, and whether it was a formalized relationship with Simpson as a confidential source or witness for the Russia case. In his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Simpson said it was a, quote, chance encounter at a 2016 Canadian security conference that led the dossier to be shared with Senator John McCain, who, as you remember, then provided it to the FBI. But as Fox News first reported in December, British court records state Senator McCain ordered his staffer David J. Kramer to get a personal briefing from the British spy who compiled the research and then returned to Washington, D.C., where Fusion GPS would provide McCain with hard copies of the document. The House Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for Kramer to appear in a closed classified session with a target date this month, and it could happen within days. A source close to the matter says they believe Kramer has information about Steele's sources for the dossier. Kramer has passed on multiple requests for comment from Fox News. Sandra.
Catherine, and there's more scrutiny of Simpson?
Well, that's right. Fox News also understands that the House Intelligence Committee is comparing the transcript released this week by Democrat Dianne Feinstein with the closed-door testimony last month of Glenn Simpson, searching for new information as well as discrepancies, with a focus on Simpson's claim to Senate staffers last summer that the FBI had a source inside the Trump campaign who corroborated some Russia allegations. After the transcript was made public by Feinstein, sources close to Simpson clarified his comments that he was not referring to a mole, but rather intelligence provided by the Australian ambassador. Senator Feinstein told reporters that she unilaterally made the transcript public after a direct plea from Simpson's legal team.
The fact of the matter is that we received a letter from Fusion's lawyers on the 2nd of January asking that the transcript be released because there was so much misinformation circulating and it was being used. False testimony was being used in ways that it shouldn't have. And
the FBI and Justice Department remain on a very tight timeline to provide records and witnesses. The next round of documents is, in fact, due today, Sandra.
All right, Catherine Herridge, thank you for that.
So Kramer, the John McCain staff person, McCain says you need to be briefed directly by Christopher Steele.
Wow.
Gets a copy of this, and then he then takes it to the FBI.
Wow.
And Kramer is going to be testifying today, tomorrow, or soon. Little old John McCain had to get his nose into this whole thing. And I wonder where that's going to land.
Well, and not to be blunt about it, but you have to wonder, is Senator McCain coming back?
Yeah, we were talking about it off the mic. It's going to be interesting to see if we see John McCain between now and January the 19th. Come back into the floor for a vote, particularly for the government budget, and whether it's going to be a continuing resolution or an actual budget that they're going to do. We don't really want him there for DACA, so he's that may be a weird vote anyhow, because he's the one that came up with some of the crazy amnesty stuff that was in the one 3 years ago that they came up with. Real quick, I got to give kudos to Alabama on Toyota and Mazda coming in line here. Let's listen in.
Major economic news announced today for Alabama. The state has been selected as the site for a massive new automotive plant that will create thousands of jobs. Toyota and Mazda executives joining the governor and other officials in Montgomery today to shed some light on the project and the impact it will have on the state's economy.
So great to be back in Montgomery tonight to report on this great news with statewide impact, really. Local and state leaders say this is another feather in Alabama's cap when it comes to their developing automotive sector, adding thousands more jobs. They added that this project will really set the pace for the future of Toyota and Mazda as they continue to grow and expand. A standing ovation as Alabama edges out North Carolina and is selected for a mega new project, a joint venture between two very well-known car companies.
As governor, it is my honor and privilege to announce that Toyota and Mazda have chosen Alabama as the home of their new production plant.
This is a big deal. If you go up to Huntsville Media and you look at this, you will get a feel of how gigantic this is. This is top of the state-of-the-art, which means less employees making more cars with a lot of robotics, a lot of computer technology. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Sure. Audience, I want to remind you about Jack Ingram. Soon as you use cars, go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. Buying a used car can be very tricky, not at Jack Ingram. Soon as you use